Welcome to the Rabbi Greenberg Show, the podcast that brings Jewish knowledge to you.
Purim is a joyous holiday. Sometimes it's associated with frivolity. We're celebrating the defeat of Haman, the wicked Haman who tried to annihilate the Jewish people, and the heroes of Purim, Esther and Mordechai, thwarted his plan. And we celebrate. We celebrate by reading the Megillah, the whole story, at night and during the day. Twice we read the Megillah. We give food gifts to our friends. And then we give charity to the poor, special charity to the poor, at least two poor people. But in addition, there are also customs. One of the customs is to eat hamantaschen. It's a pastry, a triangular pastry with a filling inside of it. What exactly does hamantaschen mean? And what's the significance of it? And a lot of people think that hamantaschen is about Haman, and that somehow Haman's hat was triangular, or his pockets. The word taschen means pockets. Haman's pockets, or his ears. In Israel, they call it Aznei Haman, Haman's ears. There's no basis for that Haman had pointy ears, or that he had a pointy hat or pointy pockets. And what would be the significance of that anyhow? Why would we want to replicate Haman's attire? The truth of the matter is that the word is not really hamantaschen. It's muntaschen. Mun is poppy seeds. Taschen are pockets. These are pastries of pockets that contain poppy seeds. And the significance of that is that Queen Esther, when she was in the palace of the king, Ahasuerus, she maintained a kosher diet. And she ate seeds, foods that essentially are seeds. So to commemorate that, we eat seeds. Now, poppy seeds are not so appetizing to eat them just by themselves. So we make a pastry out of it. We put sugar and other ingredients in it, and we use it as a pastry, a filling for some triangular dough. But that doesn't explain why it's triangular. And why does the poppy seed have to be inside a filling of dough? Why is it a filling inside the dough? So the answer given, first for the filling, why it's a filling, is because Purim is all about a hidden miracle. The word Esther, the Talmud says, the name Esther comes from a Hebrew word which means to conceal. The entire miracle was concealed. You didn't see open miracles like a splitting of the sea. You have a story where Mordechai saves the life of the king. Mordechai's cousin Esther becomes the queen. And everything seems to fall into place. The whole story is like just a lot of coincidences, you could think, coming together. So it's a hidden miracle. The truth is that God orchestrated all these events to bring about the miracle, but it's hidden. So to indicate the hiddenness of the miracle, we eat a pastry that has a hidden filling in it. It's also interesting that we have a custom to eat kreplach. Kreplach, which is dough with a meat filling inside of it. And I once heard a very profound scientific theory from a colleague of mine, Rabbi Rubin of Albany, New York. And he said that originally the hamantaschen were kreplach, and they used to swim in the chicken soup sea. And after millions of years of evolution, they came on land and they became and then morphed into hamantaschen. That's a Purim story. At any rate, we know that Purim is about hidden miracles. So we have hidden poppy seeds or whatever other ingredient we put in the hamantaschen. But why 3 points? So the reason given is that it's to remind us of our three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What does that have to do with Purim? And the understanding is that whenever a miracle happens, whenever we're saved, even when we're not so deserving, because the people in the time of Purim were very much into the mode of assimilation, even though when they heard of the decree, they changed and they did tshuva, they repented, but still it was a time when their own merit was not that strong, one could argue, and therefore we depend on the merit of our patriarchs. They are the ones to whom God promised that he will take care of their children, and that is why we were saved. But on a deeper level, and that connects the patriarchs, the 3 points, with the fact that it's a hidden type of food, the two go together because every one of us inherits the traits of the patriarchs. Why do we call them fathers? They're our ancestors, not our fathers. And the answer given in Hasidic philosophy is that they are our fathers, just like a father bequeaths genetic material, and a mother for that matter, to the child. The same way the patriarchs bequeath their spiritual genetic material to every single Jew, no matter how many hundreds of generations later that Jew may live, no matter how many thousands of years later, the gene pool does not get compromised. We all inherit the trait of Abraham. Abraham was a man of chesed, of kindness, of love. Isaac was a man of devotion to God, sacrifice to God. Jacob is associated with the attribute of compassion. We all have those traits within us. We don't always reveal them, but ultimately in times of crisis, they come out. And that's the connection of the three corners of the triangular form of the Hamantaschen with the patriarchs. The patriarchs are in us. Their inspiration is within us. And the challenge is to reveal that hiddenness. The word for Megillas Esther, the scroll of Esther, could also be translated. Megillah is related to a word which means to reveal. Esther is concealment. The idea is, the challenge is to take what is concealed within us, the spiritual energy from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and reveal it. And when we reveal it, that is what brings about our redemption. I once read, another very interesting explanation as to the secret of Jewish survival, which is what the story of Purim seems to be about, that even when things seem to be so bad for us, we were about to despair, the miracle happened and we have this new, great, beautiful, joyous holiday. There's a law in the Torah that we're not allowed to plant two different species of grain together. You have wheat and barley, you have to separate them. But there's an exception. If the wheat grain is planted in a triangular form, it's called Rosh Tor, which is like a triangular piece of jewelry, earring, and it intrudes into the barley plants, so it's clearly demarcated. You could see the difference that this is two separate plantings. The reason why you're not allowed to plant, or the extent of the law, is because they seem that they're all intermingled, all mixed up. And God wants that we should recognize the separateness of different species. But if you have it in a triangular form and it intrudes into the other grain, everyone could see it's two separate plantings. And then it's permissible. And this is what this Rabbi Zaks, who wrote this explanation, says that's the reason why we eat Hamantaschen that are triangular, because it demonstrates the strength of the Jewish people, that no matter how much we're part of society, which is a positive thing, to be part of society, we are also separated from society. We respect our own individuality. We respect our own spiritual identities as Jews, and we never try to compromise and water down and assimilate into the rest of society. That's the strength that we have, and that's what saved us in Purim, and that's what will save us from this exile when we will be liberated by Mashiach, because he will reveal the secret energy within each and every one of us, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob personality that each and every one of us possesses.
Thanks for listening to The Rabbi Greenberg Show.